Okay, picture the scene. It is 9:00 a.m. on a Monday.
Oh, boy.
You have got your coffee.
Essential.
You are feeling good. You are ready to crush the week.
Yeah.
And then ambush.
It is always an ambush.
Always. The CEO pulls you into a glass-walled conference room. The board has decided, in their infinite wisdom, that they need a comprehensive AI strategy.
Right.
And they won it yesterday. Your CTO is waving a short list of three platforms that, frankly, to the untrained eye, look exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And just to make it really fun, the compliance team has handed you a memo listing 17 different ways you were about to get sued for data privacy violations.
That sounds less like a Monday morning and more like the opening scene of a corporate survival horror game.
It really does.
But honestly, that is the baseline reality for almost every executive I talk to right now.
The pressure to adopt is massive.
Huge.
But the clarity on what to actually adopt is pretty much zero. I mean, everyone is shouting transformative ROI.
Yeah, but nobody is explaining how these tools actually fit into the messy plumbing of a real business.
Exactly. So we're going to fix that today. Welcome to the deep dive. We are looking at the Enterprise AI Navigator.
This is a great one.
It really is. It is a brand new guide, fresh off the press from February 2026, published by Technigian.
And we should mention right away why this source matters. Technigian isn't trying to sell you a software license.
Right.
They are a vendor-neutral AI consulting firm based out of Southern California. They implement this stuff for everyone, Fortune 500s, local manufacturers, you name it.
So they do not have a horse in the race.
Exactly. They just have the battle scars from making these systems actually work in the real world.
Which is exactly the perspective we need to cut through the sales pitches.
Yeah.
And they start with a statistic that, well, it completely wrecked my mental model of this industry.
The adoption stat.
The concurrent use one. Mm-hmm. I think most of us assume this is a war, right?
Right.
Microsoft versus Google versus OpenAI.
Like there can be only one winner.
Exactly. Like VHS versus Betamax. We're all waiting to see who takes the crown.
That is the common narrative, but the data says the exact opposite.
Hit them with the number.
According to this report, 81% of large enterprises are not picking a winner.
Wow.
They are actually running three or more AI model families concurrently.
That sounds chaotic.
It is absolutely chaotic, but it is also necessary. We are moving away from this idea of one ring to rule them all.
Right, moving to a best of breed approach.
Exactly. You do not use a hammer to turn a screw, and you do not use a creative writing bot to audit a highly secure financial spreadsheet.
Makes sense.
The real challenge isn't picking the one best AI. It is managing a multi-model environment where you have three different alien intelligences living on your servers at the exact same time.
Okay, so let's map this territory out for the listener. We are looking at the landscape of 2026.
Yeah.
It feels like we have really moved past the, wow, look, it wrote a funny poem phase.
Oh, long past. Technigian makes it incredibly clear here. Generative AI is core infrastructure now.
It is the plumbing.
The experimental curiosity phase is completely dead. Just look at the penetration numbers they highlight.
They are staggering.
92% of Fortune 500 companies use ChatGPT or OpenAI models.
92%.
Right. And 85% access AI through Microsoft's platforms.
Okay.
Plus 65% of Google Cloud customers are using their AI tools.
Those numbers are so high that there has to be a massive amount of overlap.
That is exactly what confirms the multi-model thesis. Companies are not just dipping a toe in, they are swimming in the deep end.
Often with all three floats on at once.
Yeah. You have the marketing team expensing ChatGPT, legal is digging into Gemini, and the entire admin staff just got Copilot turned on by default.
But the problem, Technigian points out, is that usually this happens entirely by accident.
Shadow AI.
Right. People just signing up for stuff because it makes their Tuesday slightly easier.
The goal of this guide is to turn that accident into an actual strategy.
Okay, so if we are going to build a strategy, we need to understand the tools. We have three heavyweights in the ring.
The big three.
Microsoft Copilot, Google Gemini, and ChatGPT Enterprise.
Let's
start with the one that seems to be force-fed to every corporate employee right now. Microsoft Copilot.
Good place to start. Technigian labels Copilot as the productivity ecosystem play.
Ecosystem being the keyword there.
Vital keyword. Copilot isn't really a standalone destination chatbot you go and visit. It is an AI layer embedded directly into the tools people use every single day.
Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Teams, Outlook.
Exactly. It lives inside the Microsoft 365 graph.
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack that. Define the graph for us. I hear that buzzword constantly.
It is everywhere.
But I feel like most people just nod along in meetings without actually knowing what it means.
Fair point. Think of the Microsoft Graph as the digital connective tissue of your company.
Okay.
It is the underlying map of every single email you have sent, every Teams meeting you have attended, every Word document you have edited, and exactly who you shared it with.
So it knows my whole workday.
It knows everything you do in that ecosystem. Copilot sits on top of that map. So when you ask it a question, it doesn't just check its general training data. It checks your specific work history.
So that is why it is sold as a true assistant.
Right.
It is the only one that knows I have a one-on-one with Dave at 2:00 p.m. because it can literally see my calendar on the graph.
Precisely. And that brings us to its superpower, which Technigian defines as integration and compliance.
Compliance is a big one for the enterprise.
Massive. Because Copilot operates within the Microsoft 365 trust boundary, it inherits all your existing rules. It uses your current Azure Active Directory permissions and purview data classifications.
Make that concrete for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why does a CIO care about Azure Active Directory in this context?
Okay, imagine you open Copilot and ask, hey, summarize the confidential roadmap for Project X.
Sounds like a normal prompt.
Right. But if that actual document lives in a SharePoint folder that you personally do not have access to, Copilot will flat out refuse to answer you.
It knows I'm not cleared.
It effectively says, I know the answer exists, but you do not have the clearance to see it. It respects the existing rules perfectly.
That is a massive safety net for a company.
It is. You do not have to program new security rules from scratch just for the AI. It inherits the ones you already spent years building.
You could just ask it to draft an email based on a thread or generate slides from a Word doc.
Which is incredibly practical for the daily grind.
But, and I know there is a but coming. Surely there is a catch. If it was that seamless, everyone would just turn it on and go golfing.
There is a very painful hidden cost. Technigian calls it the SharePoint permission audit. And honestly, this is where most enterprise implementations die on the vine.
Why is that?
Because in most real-world companies, file permissions are an absolute disaster.
Oh, yeah.
We have all done it. You create a folder called Budget Drafts Final Final, and you accidentally set the sharing permissions to everyone in the organization.
Just because you were in a hurry and needed Bob in accounting to see it right that second.
Exactly. Guilty as charged. In the old days, pre-AI, that mistake didn't really matter.
Because nobody could find that specific folder anyway unless they had the direct link.
Right. It was security by obscurity. It was buried under layers of digital clutter.
But Copilot changes that.
Copilot completely destroys obscurity. If a junior intern asks Copilot, show me all the upcoming budget spreadsheets, and you left that folder permissions wide open, Copilot serves it up to them on a silver platter.
Ouch. So it actually weaponizes your own messiness against you.
It surfaces the mess at light speed. So before you can safely switch Copilot on for the whole company, Technigian says you have to audit your permissions.
Which could be millions of files.
Millions. They note this audit usually takes 2 to 6 weeks of heavy, frustrating lifting.
2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. It is absolutely not instant plug and play.
And aside from that deployment headache, what about the actual brain, the capability? Is Copilot smart?
It is functional.
Functional? That sounds like a polite insult.
It is great at what it does. Summarizing a Teams meeting you missed. Fantastic. Drafting a bland corporate update email. Perfect. But Technigian points out that because it is heavily optimized for safety and grounding within your company data, it struggles with creative reasoning outside that ecosystem.
So it is a bit rigid.
Very rigid. If you ask it for open-ended complex analysis or real out-of-the-box strategic thinking, Copilot often just kind of stares at you.
Okay, so Copilot is the reliable, slightly boring, highly secure executive assistant.
Perfect summary.
Let's pivot to Google then. Google Gemini. Technigian calls this one the multimodal researcher.
This is where the underlying tech gets really fascinating. When we say multimodal, we do not just mean it can look at a picture.
What is the difference?
Most AIs see a picture by using a completely separate tool to describe the image in text behind the scenes. And then the main AI reads that text.
Like a game of digital telephone.
Exactly. Something always gets lost in translation. But Gemini is native multimodal.
Meaning it was trained on everything from the start.
Yeah. Right. It processes text, images, audio, video, and code all natively. It understands the actual pixels of a video just as deeply as it understands a text document.
Why does that matter so much for a business, though? I mean, it sounds amazing for a developer tech demo, but for a standard enterprise.
Because of the context window. This is the big wow factor for Gemini. Gemini has a context window of over 1 million tokens.
Okay, let's break down tokens for the non-engineers listening.
Sure. A token is roughly a chunk of a word, a syllable or so. So 1 million tokens is, well, think of it as a stack of printed books about 30 feet high.
That is massive.
It is. In a single prompt, you can drop in an entire library of technical manuals, plus 500 pages of complex legal contracts, plus, and this is the killer app, an hour-long video transcript of a competitor's product launch.
All at the same time.
In one single interaction, you can say, watch this video, tell me every time their CEO mentions supply chain risks, and then cross-reference that with these 50 PDF supplier contracts.
And it just does it.
It eats it for breakfast. Copilot would choke on that much data. Gemini thrives on it.
That sounds like an absolute superpower for legal teams or research and development.
It is a powerhouse for anyone doing deep, complex research. It basically allows you to converse with an entire document library seamlessly.
But I have to say, I feel like I do not hear about large enterprises deploying Gemini nearly as much as the others. Why is that?
You do not. And Technigian is clear about why. It comes down to timing and the ecosystem. Google was simply a late entry here.
How did it launch for enterprise?
The full enterprise version didn't drop until October 2025.
Oh, wow. So Microsoft had a huge head start.
Almost a 2-year head start on enterprise integration. And also, its deepest value is still firmly tied to Google Workspace. If your company lives and breathes in Microsoft Outlook and Word, switching your workflow to Gemini feels like swimming upstream.
Does not play nice with Microsoft at all.
Well, actually, Technigian notes that Gemini Enterprise is surprisingly open. It connects to Microsoft 365, Salesforce, SAP, using standardized protocols.
So it can reach the data.
It can, but let's be real here. Connectivity isn't the same as native integration. It is never going to feel as smooth drafting inside Word as Copilot does. Updates also tend to arrive less frequently than OpenAI's rapid release cycle.
Okay, so we have the safe assistant Copilot, we have the deep researcher in Gemini. That brings us to the rock star, the brand name everyone knows, ChatGPT Enterprise.
The versatile reasoning engine. That is the exact label Technigian gives it. Think of this as the Swiss Army knife of AI.
Is it just me, or does ChatGPT still somehow feel smarter than the other two?
It is definitely not just you. In almost every major benchmark for pure, raw reasoning, whether that is complex coding, creative writing, or strategic analysis, ChatGPT tends to edge out the competition.
It is the strongest general purpose tool.
By far. If you need an AI to truly think through a complex logic puzzle from scratch, this is your engine.
Oh, no, to bloom it. We talked about that painful 6-week SharePoint audit nightmare for Copilot.
This is ChatGPT's absolute ace in the hole. Deployment speed. You can have this operational in days, sometimes hours.
Because it is a separate app.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it doesn't live inside Word or Excel, it is a destination. You do not have to wire it deeply into your email server infrastructure. You turn on the enterprise license, set up your single sign-on, and you are off to the races.
That speed is incredibly appealing for a CTO under pressure.
Very.
But I see the flaw immediately. If it is not wired directly into my daily workflow data, it doesn't know my data.
That is the trade-off. It doesn't know who you are. Doesn't know about that crucial email you sent yesterday. It is a brilliant, versatile genius that happens to have amnesia about your specific company.
But they do have a workaround for this, right? The custom GPTs.
Yes, and this is a hugely popular feature Technigian highlights, the ability to build custom GPTs. You can upload a specific set of proprietary documents, say your brand guidelines or a department's standard operating procedure.
I'm building a specialized bot.
Right. You can make an HR benefits bot or a marketing copy bot trained on your data for specific departments. And it is very easy to do without any coding.
But there is a friction point here that the guide points out. The alt tab problem.
Yes. It sounds like such a minor complaint, but it absolutely kills daily adoption.
Because it is a separate destination.
Right. To use ChatGPT, you have to stop working in your document, alt tab over to your web browser, paste in your context, write the query, wait for the answer, copy the answer, alt tab back to Word, and reformat the whole thing.
It totally breaks the flow state.
It destroys it. And frankly, it introduces a governance risk.
How so?
The moment you condition employees to copy paste sensitive company data into a browser window, IT security starts sweating.
Even if it is the secure enterprise version.
Exactly. Yes. ChatGPT Enterprise guarantees they do not train on your data. But the physical behavior of pasting corporate secrets into a web form is a terrible habit to encourage.
Speaking of risks, we have to talk about hallucinations. The report flags this specifically for ChatGPT.
To be fair, it applies to all language models. But because we tend to use ChatGPT for the hardest, most complex reasoning tasks, the risk profile is much higher there.
What is the failure rate they cite?
Technician cites a roughly 25% failure rate on highly complex queries.
Wait, 1 in 4?
1 in 4, even with the latest models. If you ask it to do something highly analytical, like analyze the long-term strategic risk of this specific merger based on these variables, there is a 25% chance it will just confidently hallucinate.
Make up a fake court case or a fake financial metric.
Completely invent it. So it requires strict human verification. You absolutely have to have a human in the loop.
So you cannot just set it on autopilot.
Never. It is a copilot, lowercase c, not a pilot. If you treat it like an infallible oracle, you will get burned.
Okay, so we have a clear three-way split here. The productivity ecosystem with Copilot, the multimodal researcher with Gemini, and the versatile reasoning engine with ChatGPT.
That is the board.
The million-dollar question, and I guess this is exactly why companies hire a firm like Technigian, is how on earth do you choose?
Well, their verdict is pretty blunt. You do not choose just one.
Right, the multi-platform reality.
You choose based on the specific needs of your internal tribes.
Tribes. Explain that.
Look at your company workforce. You have distinctly different tribes of workers. Let's call Tribe A your admin, HR, and finance teams.
Okay.
They live entirely in Excel, Teams, and Outlook. They care deeply about strict compliance and administrative focus. For Scenario A, Copilot is the only logical choice.
Because the friction of leaving Outlook is too high for them.
Exactly. They are the keep the lights on crew. Then you have Tribe B. This is your R&D team, your software engineers, your innovation task force.
They need the raw reasoning power.
Right. They need rapid deployment and flexible problem solving. Copilot is way too restrictive and slow for them. So for Scenario B, you give them ChatGPT Enterprise. They will happily deal with the Alt-Tab friction to get that extra coding brain power.
And Tribe C.
Tribe C is your legal department, or marketing, or media teams. They are dealing with massive research files, huge contracts, and visual assets.
They need the million token window.
They desperately need that massive context and multimodal capability. So for Scenario C, you choose Gemini.
So the modern strategy is literally all of the above.
The strategy for the rest of the decade is and, not or.
But wait, putting my IT director hat back on for a second?
Yeah.
You were telling me I have to manage 3 entirely different platforms, 3 separate billing cycles, and 3 distinct security environments.
Yep.
That sounds like a complete governance nightmare.
It is a nightmare. And that is exactly what Technigian calls the implementation gap. They emphasize that buying the licenses is the easy part. Anyone can swipe a corporate card for a license.
But making it secure is the hard part.
The hard part is building a unified governance framework.
Meaning what, practically?
Meaning you need a centralized set of security policies that applies to your data, regardless of which robot is currently chewing on it. You cannot have a strict rule that says no uploading customer social security numbers enforced on Copilot, but leave ChatGPT wide open for an employee to paste that same data. The security policy has to travel with the data itself.
That sounds incredibly expensive and slow to figure out on your own.
It is very expensive if you get it wrong, which is why Technigian pushes what they call the 2-week promise.
I saw that in the guide. They deliver working proof of concepts in 14 days. Why that specific aggressive timeline?
Because they are trying to break companies out of what they call pilot purgatory.
Endless meetings.
Exactly. Companies spend 6 months in committee meetings debating which AI platform to buy. And by the time they finally decide, the underlying technology has completely changed anyway.
So true.
Technigian says, stop debating. Give us 14 days. We will take your actual real company data, not sanitized dummy data, and stand up a secure working instance of Copilot or ChatGPT.
So you get to test drive the car before you buy the whole fleet.
Exactly. You verify the real ROI. Does Copilot actually save the finance team 5 hours a week? Or does it just annoy them and create more work? You find out in 2 weeks, not 2 years.
It is a reality check.
Yeah.
And it probably forces you to face those data hygiene issues we talked about earlier.
Oh, absolutely. It forces you to deal with those messy SharePoint permissions immediately on a very small controlled scale before you roll it out to 10,000 employees and cause a massive breach.
I really like that approach. It cuts right through the marketing hype.
That is the entire point of the Navigator Guide. Ignore the glossy sales pitch. focus on the actual workflow and the security.
So if we synthesize all of this for the listener, say you are driving into work right now, you are stressing about that upcoming board meeting and the CEO's list of demands. What is the one core thing you need to take away from this deep dive?
The main synthesis is this. Stop looking for the one best AI. It doesn't exist. There's only the best fit for a specific workflow.
Match the tool to the user.
Exactly. If you force your senior coders to use Copilot, they will revolt. If you force your HR directors to use a separate browser interface for everything, they just won't use it. Match the digital brain to the daily job.
It is all about fit.
It is. And, well, can I leave you with a slightly provocative, maybe terrifying thought for the future?
You know I love a provocative closing thought. Lay it on us.
We talked about 81% of companies using multiple models concurrently, right?
Right.
Think about what that actually means for corporate memory.
What do you mean?
Right now, your company's deepest secrets, its future strategy, its proprietary code, its financial logic, all of that is being fed into these various systems every single day to generate answers.
Okay.
That means you are physically fracturing your corporate brain. Part of your institutional knowledge now lives permanently inside Microsoft's cloud structure. Another part of it is being actively reasoned through by OpenAI's servers. And yet another part is sitting in Google's massive context window.
It is distributed intelligence.
Yes, but it is also distributed risk. If you look ahead, the biggest challenge for the next decade is not going to be the AI technology itself. The tech is advancing just fine.
The challenge is the human layer.
The challenge is human governance. How do you maintain a coherent, secure, unified company culture and data structure when your corporate brain is split across three different vendor platforms that fundamentally do not talk to each other?
Wow. It's definitely going to keep some compliance officers up at night.
It absolutely should. Reconciling that multi-model truth and keeping the data secure is going to be the full-time job of the next generation of IT leadership.
Well, on that slightly daunting but incredibly important note, we are going to wrap things up. This has been a fantastic deep dive into the messy, multi-platform reality of 2026.
Yeah.
A massive thank you to the insights from the Technigian Enterprise AI Navigator for helping us map out this terrain.
It is a must read. And seriously, go audit your folder permissions before you turn any of these bots on.
Words to live by. I'm definitely checking my budget folders after we sign off. Thank you all for listening, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.